yesterday when we discussed the sort of outlines of the fundamental disputes between Beis Hillel and Beis Shammai and why we rule like Beis Hillel. So here we go with things that are particularly related to eating and to meals. So Elu Dvarim Shebein Beis Shammai Beis Hillel B'Seuda Beis Shammai Omrim. Notice that Beis Shammai's ruling is recorded first. We discussed that yesterday. Beis Shammai was studied by Beis Hillel very thoroughly. So Mevarech Al Hayom Ve'achar Kach Mevarech Al Hayayin. So instead of doing what we do, which is Beis Hillel's view, that is to say Beis Hillel Omrim Mevarech Al Hayayin Ve'achar Kach Mevarech Al Hayom, so Beis Shammai had an inverted. So let's discuss it. Let's have a discussion. Somebody will be Beis Hillel, Beis Shammai. Why should you make the Bori Priya Gafin before you make Mekadesh HaShabbos, Mekadesh Yisrael Ve'Azmanim, which is, of course, the way that we do things, or why should you do it the other way around? Beis Shammai obviously had an argument, and Beis Shammai said that first we should say Mekadesh HaShabbos, and then we would say Bori Priya Gafin. So what do you think Beis Shammai's argument was predicated on? We really had two different prongs to their argument, but who can defend Beis Shammai a little bit, right? This is what Beis Hillel obviously would have gone through. Why would Beis Shammai say first you say Mekadesh HaShabbos and then you say Bori Priya Gafin or Mekadesh Yisrael Ve'Azmanim if it's a Yantif and then Bori Priya Gafin? We do things the other way around, right? So Beis Hillel's view is predicated on a different set of ideas. They say Bori Priya Gafin first and then Mekadesh HaShabbos, and you know, their view is predicated on the idea that if you didn't have wine or at least bread, you wouldn't be making Kiddush altogether. So that's one way of thinking about it. They also have a principle of Tadir, Beis Hillel does, that the thing that's more frequent, and you do have wine more frequently than Shabbos or Yadav comes around, arguably, that you could debate, but that's one of the rationales of Beis Hillel. But Beis Shammai had maybe an even more compelling logic, the more that you think about it. It's not the way that we follow, but what was Beis Shammai's idea based on? Who can make an argument? Why would you first say Shabbos and Yantif and then Bari Pregatha?
Only making Kiddush because of Shabbos.
Right, exactly. So the Kiddusha Sayom, the intrinsic sanctity of the day, which is associated with Shabbos or Yantif, that's why you're making Kiddush to begin with. Okay, so that's one argument. Again, Beis Hillel will sort of counter that with the opposite argument. They'll say, but look, you wouldn't be making Kiddush right now if you didn't have wine or grape juice and you didn't have bread. Now, again, you could say, but more fundamentally, the only underlying reason that you're making Kiddush, it's kind of circumstantial whether you have bread or wine, but it's either Shabbos or Yom Kippur, it isn't. So Beis Shammai seems to have a very compelling argument. Who can make another argument? Just in terms of the sequencing, this is really a fundamental point. Don't worry, we'll come back and defend Beis Hillel in the end. But why, again, should you make the Mekadesh HaShabbos before the Bori Priya Gafin? In addition to the fact that it's the fact that it's Shabbos that causes you to have the mitzvah of Zachar Simcha Shabbos HaKadosh. There's another reason. What comes first, making Kiddush or the fact that Shabbos came in? Shabbos came in first, right? So that's another argument for Beis Shammai's position. First acknowledge that it's Shabbos and then go ahead and say Bori Priya Gafin. So that's an argument that's there. So Beis Shammai seems to be taking the position, and it's a very compelling one, that Kiddush is a way of acknowledging the sanctity of Shabbos. See, Shabbos is already here. So the first thing you would say is Mekadesh HaShabbos, which is already here, and then you would say Bori Priya Gafin because we want to enhance our Kiddush by doing it in conjunction, Zachrei V'Hayayin, with wine. So if you couldn't afford wine, your grandfather's a Zachron L'Bracha, they didn't have wine all year long. They would save up to have wine on Pesach for the Dalatosos, but they had bread. Like the Gemara says, Rav Mekadesh HaRifta, he would make Kiddush over bread. So Beis Shammai's conceptualization of Kiddush seems to be acknowledging that which is already here. Shabbos is already here. Yontif is already here. First acknowledge that, and then say, you're Bori Priya Gafin. So who wants to now defend Beis Hillel? Beis Shammai seems so much more compelling. So we agree that the Tadir idea was a little bit strange, because you don't have to have Yayin any more frequently than once a week, that's for sure. So what's Beis Hillel's conceptualization? Who can think of it that way? If Beis Shammai is saying that we have to acknowledge that Shabbos and Yantif have arrived first, what's Beis Hillel say? Maybe they have a different idea about what the true function of Kiddush actually is. Isaac, I think you wanted to say something before. Okay. Anybody want to take a stab at it? Why would it be that Beis Hillel say, no, first you make the Bori Priya Gafin?
It makes more sense to me because that's what you
would. Right, you're used to it. But the more that you think about it, Beis Shammai seems to have the more fundamental position. You wouldn't be making the Bori Priya Gafin if it wasn't already Shabbos or Yantif. So, who can think of Beis Hillel? I mean, you follow Beis Hillel here. You can't just leave them hanging. Anybody want to take a stab at it? What's the underlying position of Beis Hillel? If Beis Shammai thinks that Kiddush perhaps is acknowledging the sanctity of Shabbos, which has already arrived, what's Beis Hillel saying about Kiddush? It's got to be something different that makes them think the Borei Pri Hagafen should come first, or Hamotzi Lechem Min Haaretz, if you don't have wine, that should come first. Because what is their understanding of, let's say, the role of Kiddush? Oh, excellent, Dennis. Perfect. That's exactly right. You hit the nail on the head. So when it comes to Beis Shammai, Beis Shammai is saying, look, Shabbos is here, Yantif is here, just acknowledge it. That's got to come first. Mekadesh HaShabbos, Mekadesh HaLuzmanim, and then you make the Borei Priyaka. Right? That's what they're really saying. After all, if it wasn't Shabbos Yantif, you wouldn't be making Kiddush. But Dennis, you said Beis Hillel beautifully. It's not that Kiddush is just an acknowledgement that Shabbos is here, or Yantif is here, but that Kiddush in some sense creates, this is an amazing thing to say, obviously, we only mean this to a certain extent, you wouldn't be allowed to do malacha on Shabbos or Yantif anyway, you know, the differences between Shabbos and Yantif, but in a certain sense, the Kiddush is involved in creating the sanctity of Shabbos and Yantif, or at least adding to the sanctity of Shabbos and Yantif. That's an amazing idea. So once you take that perspective on Kiddush, that it has a creative aspect to it, then all of a sudden, maybe Beis Shammai's argument isn't really so simple. It's not that the Shabbos or the Yontif is already here, and it merely needs to be acknowledged, and then you should make your Borei Pri Hagafen, but that your Kiddush is actually suffusing the day with increased sanctity, in which case, first you'd make the Borei Pri Hagafen, first you'd make the Motzi Lechem Min Haaretz, you'd acknowledge your tools, and then you would be Mekadesh HaShabbos. So that seems to be the conceptualization of Beis Hillel. Dennis, that was really outstanding. It's a fundamental machlokas as to what Kiddush is really doing. Yes?
Well, it seems like, you know, we go to Hillel all the time.
Right.
It seems that, I mean, his logic is like throwing you off. Because saying the bracha can't possibly have created Shabbos. Shabbos is created by the time.
Yeah. So you're
the time itself is the creation.
Yes,
of
you're articulating what Beis Shammai thinks. But Beis Hillel said, you gotta look at the pasuk. What does it say? Zachar es yom haShabbos. What's the next word? Lekadesho. That we actually create at least a significant part of the Kedusha of Shabbos through the process of making Kiddush. Okay, so Yossi, you're with good people. You're with good people. Beis Shammai are good people. They had their idea. But Dennis, you're with good people too. That's really my focus between Beis Shammai and Beis Shammai. This is the beauty of learning. Because something that seems so technical, oh, what do you do first? Do you make the Borei Pri Hagafen first? Do you mean the Mekadesh HaShabbos first? It's not technical at all. What it really is a fundamental dispute regarding what the nature of Kiddush is. Is it an acknowledgement of that which already exists, the sanctity of Shabbos, or is it a tool to further sanctify Shabbos? The latter was the position of Beis Hillel. I think it's rooted in the pasuk that Danny quoted for us just a moment ago. But if it was a dispute between Beis Hillel and Beis Shammai back then, it's a dispute between Yossi and Dennis now, and look,